have one here just 10 miles away.
Haynes Elks are extended an invitation in Skagway. The capital budget holds millions for southeast roads and harbors. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friedenauer. That news and more up next. The closure of the Haynes Elks Lodge over the weekend may not mean the end of the Elks' involvement in the community. The Skagway Lodge has extended an invitation for any Haynes Elk members interested in continuing with the organization to join its lodge. Haynes members should be receiving a letter from the State Elks Association inviting them to join other Southeast Alaska lodges. Skagway Elks Lodge Exalted Ruler Andrew Cremata said the lodge just up the canal would be a natural choice for Haynes members.
You know, the struggle with any community, obviously one that they had in Haynes, is getting people to support the volunteer effort. And so far, things are very good in Skagway, and our support level is very high. And that's one of the reasons we want to extend the invitation to people in Haynes, because if you joined the Elks, you did it because you cared about the community. And so there's no reason to stop caring about the community just because that lodge went under when, you know, we have one here just 10 miles away.
The Skagway Lodge has just over 300 members. It's also the oldest lodge in the state, Cremata said. Adding Haynes members to its roster could mean an opportunity for Haynes community organizations and causes to reap the benefits of Elk support once again.
We are, you know, in uncharted territory here. I think perhaps a lot of Elks members who are involved in the Elks, especially with Haynes not being as involved over the last few years, obviously they've stayed in it for a reason. So they probably support the Elks and what they do on a national scope. So they might want to stay in for that reason. They might want to become involved in events in Skagway, or they might even want to organize things that can be accomplished in Haynes, and Skagway would be more than willing to support that.
The Haynes Emblem Club, the women's branch of the Elks Club, is still active, and the Skagway Emblem Club has increased its membership in recent years. The Skagway Lodge is involved in a variety of causes and organizations on the local, state, and national level.
Well, the Skagway Lodge is very active. To run down the list of all the community activities we're involved in would take a while, but some of the major ones that we do are the burger feeds here on Friday night that go to support various charities within the community. Every graduate of Skagway gets a scholarship via the ELP. We also actively participate in the hoop shoot and soccer shoot programs that are sponsored by the National ELP. We have the Solstice Party here every June, which is a big event for us, which familiarizes people with the ELP. Also operate a New Year's party. Not to mention just all of the various charities that the Elks is involved with. I think you could talk to pretty much anyone in Skagway, and they would be familiar with the fact that the Elks participates in Flag Day, 4th of July, and everything we do is charitable in nature, so it supports the community.
Haynes Elks members interested in learning more about joining the Skagway Lodge can reach them at 983-2235 or can call Andrew Cremata directly at 973-2235. 2998. The Skagway Assembly meets Thursday with the first reading of the municipality's 2013 budget. Skagway's large tax base from healthy tourism has kept the town working with a surplus, said Mayor Stan Selmer.
And I think the budget's in reasonable condition, reasonable meaning that the budget currently is a surplus budget, and whether that surplus is sufficient to lower taxes or not, I don't know, but the Assembly will be addressing that.
The Skagway school budget will also have a first reading at Thursday's meeting. Under new business, the Assembly will discuss options for disposing of the old clinic building. The mayor said he does not anticipate the Assembly will decide to refurbish the building or put it to any new use.
I don't believe at this point in time the Assembly has any real thoughts about trying to rehabilitate the building. The new clinic meets all of our needs for clinic purposes. There's always a shortage of buildings in the community for this, that, and the other use, but I'm not sure that this building's required upgrades would be of such a nature that they would be more valuable than the building itself.
The Assembly will also discuss the White Pass floating dock. Selmer said the project has undergone some review and negotiations recently, and it is in the middle of a Corps of Engineers permitting process. The Assembly will decide whether to write a letter to the Corps of Engineers in support of the project. White Pass hopes to build the floating dock to accommodate the Solstice-class cruise ships that Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines is bringing to Alaska next year. In executive session, the Assembly will discuss the ongoing Tideland lease negotiations with White Pass. The Assembly meeting is Thursday at 7 p.m. in Assembly Chambers. More information and a full agenda can be found at skagway.org. A number of Southeast Alaska boat harbors will see repairs or construction under the legislature's capital budget passed early this week. It provides millions for docks, ramps, and associated facilities. The nearly $3 billion public works budget could still be reduced by the governor's veto pen. Coast Alaska Ed's Schoenfeld reports.
I'm walking around the docks at Juneau's Aurora Basin Boat Harbor. In places, it doesn't look very stable. The sailboats and yachts and cabin cruisers here are tied up to finger floats that have seen far better days. City officials hope that will change. The legislature's capital budget includes more than $33 million for harbors around the state. More funds will cover cranes, ramps, and other related projects. About two-thirds of the money is for projects in Southeast. Officials say it can't happen soon enough.
It's to the point where the repairs aren't really doing anything anymore. It just needs to be replaced.
That's Juneau Port Engineer Gary Gillette. He's talking about Aurora Basin, not far from the capital city's downtown. Parts of it were built in the 1960s and the rest in the 1970s.
We've tried to maintain it as best we can for safety reasons and stuff, but it's the wood and the float material has become so saturated that they're slowly sinking and there's only so much you can do at some point.
It's in the budget for $2 million, which the city will match. Gillette says that will fund phase one of an overall $20 million project. Petersburg is also due for some harbor improvements.
It's just wonderful. The whole waterfront will be alive, and I think it'll benefit everybody in town.
That's Harbor Master Glo Wallen. She's looking at $3.5 million towards replacement of the town's North Harbor near the center of Petersburg. There's also about $5.5 million in the budget for a commercial drive-down dock and $800,000 to upgrade the crane dock at South Harbor, closer to the town's ferry terminal. Haines, Heidelberg, Hoona, Sitka, and Skagway also have money in the budget for harbor replacement or repairs. Saxman, next to Ketchikan, also has a small amount of money that could lead to a major expansion. Officials say few boat slips are available elsewhere.
So it's awfully congested in the Ketchikan area, so this is really an ideal location for another harbor.
That's Leona Hafner, Saxman City Administrator. She says the planned new harbor could accommodate a couple hundred fishing, recreation, and tour boats. The $350,000 in the capital budget matches another grant supporting design work. Hafner says the location, near the town city hall, is outside the area's most crowded waterways. Most of the harbor projects were put in the capital budget by the Parnell administration through a municipal grant program. Others were added in by legislators.
The capital budget also includes nearly $3 billion in Southeast Alaska road projects. Sitka, Skagway, Petersburg, Cake, and Ketchikan will see existing roads extended and new ones built under the capital budget. Most would boost timber harvest or mining.
There's been talk for years about extending Southeast Alaska's road system. Projects range from the Skagway-Juneau Highway to a road tunnel combo crossing Baranoff Island to the Bradfield Canal Road to Canada. But little has been built. This year's capital budget aims to get the bulldozers moving.
The governor has a roads and resources program, mainly focused on up north for the big money. And looking around southeast, we have similar interests.
That's Sitka Senator Bert Stedman, who assembles the budget as co-chairman of his chamber's finance committee. He wants to take a different approach, using state general funds rather than money from Washington, D.C.
So rather than concentrate on this federal process, which is like two-lane paved blacktop roads, which never get built, I want to concentrate on 18-foot wide roads with turnouts, gravel, that just transportation corridors that, you know, maybe 30, 40 years from now, they may be upgraded.
The biggest road on the list at about 50 miles would connect the village of Cake to the city of Petersburg. It's tagged for $40 million and could be built along with a power line. A ferry crossing Wrangell Narrows would also be needed. Stedman says the Cake-Petersburg route would connect logging roads and access some timber stands along the way. The capital budget also includes $19 million toward Shelter Cove Road. The approximately 20-mile route would extend Ketchikan's road system east from Harriet Hunt Lake to the cove. It would also open up access to other roads that are now unconnected. The route would include existing logging roads, and Stedman says the corridor has some timber potential. Another project in the budget would extend the north end of Sitka's road system from near the community's ferry terminal to Catlin Bay. The approximately 5-mile route, priced at $14 million, is part of a legislative bonds package that could go before voters later this year. Stedman says it would connect the road system to property owned by the Sciatica and Sea Alaska Native Corporations, which could extract gravel or rock or harvest timber.
So if we can get access to Catlin Bay, then they could, you know, create some employment and do some restoration in that valley. It's been, you know, it was logged in the 60s or so, late 50s. And there'd be a lot of recreation opportunities and things like that also.
Another Roads to Resources project would spend $2.5 million improving the Klondike Highway. That runs from Skagway north and is used to haul ore from Yukon mines. The budget also includes a number of repair or upgrade projects for local roads. Stedman says budget writers consulted with state transportation officials and the U.S. Forest Service before deciding on the larger projects. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.
This is Margaret Friednauer for KHNS News. Special thanks to Ed Schoenfeld for his help with this report.